This is Don Drysdale. There have been many heroic moments in the history of sports, but the most dramatic ones happen when a well-trained athlete extends his abilities beyond his natural limits. Today, you'll hear about one such person. This program is brought to you as a public service of the station on behalf of your local Army recruiter. He can explain the Army's training program that allows you to choose the career and training you desire. So see him soon. Now, today's story. It's about an athlete few people have ever heard of, an Argentine named Antonio Abertondo. In 1961, Abertondo was 42 years old. He was developing middle age spread. As a youngster, he had been a well-known Argentine swimmer. He had tried to make the Olympic team, but was not fast enough to qualify. Then, as he grew older, he became interested in long-distance swimming. It was something he excelled in. And so, on September 21st, 1961, Abertondo stepped into the icy waters in Dover Harbor. He was about to swim to Calais, France, some 22 miles away. But when he finished swimming, he would have set a record that has never been attempted before or since. And I'll tell you about that in just a moment. First, here's some important information from today's Army. You know, it takes a lot of things working together to make a champion. Dedication, natural ability, intense training. Well, today's Army offers you the training you want. Guaranteed before you enlist. Put this with your dedication and talent and come out a winner in the race of life. See your Army representative and join the people who've joined the Army. Now back to our story. It's about a middle-aged swimmer from Argentina, Antonio Abertondo. In 1961, he entered the English Channel at Dover with the idea of swimming to Calais, France, 22 miles away. But he did a little more than just that. His body was covered with thick black grease to protect it against the cold. He wore a rubber swim cap and a pair of goggles to protect his eyes. It was early morning when he pushed off from shore. A small motorboat was nearby to help set the pace or to pull him out if necessary. Swimming with strength and self-confidence, Abertondo made a clean swim, arriving in Calais in 18 hours and 50 minutes. He walked ashore and drank a cup of hot tea. Smilingly, he said, "Well, now that wasn't so bad. Now let's try it in the other direction." And as his aides looked on in horror, he turned around, walked back into the dark waters, and started swimming for England. As he swam toward the west, he had little idea of what an ordeal lay ahead. Extreme weariness began to attack. Swimming in those waters is a tremendous effort. After he had been in the water over 24 hours, his arms began to feel like lead weights. Pulling them out of the water began to be a torturous task. The wind picked up, and instead of blowing at his back the way it had in the first leg of the swim, now it was blowing in his face. Soon his cheeks began to swell up from the pounding exposure. The goggles began to cut painfully into his face. Finally, he began to hallucinate. Squinting his eyes, he thought he saw dark shadows in front of him. "What's that?" he cried to the boat. "Nothing," was the answer. He swam on. Now the dark shadows began to take form. "Sharks!" he yelled. "Antonio, there's nothing out there," his friends in the boat replied. Abertondo was exhausted. He still thought he saw sharks, but when none attacked, he accepted the fact that he was imagining them and swam on, although he was frightened. He continued to swim, although now his style was gone. He flopped in the water like a dying seal. It took him over 2 hours to cover 1 mile, but he was determined to make it, and he did. Over 24 hours after leaving France, he waded ashore at Dover once again and collapsed. He had made it, swimming the English Channel round trip in a total of 43 hours and 15 minutes. And believe me, that's something that has never been attempted again. This is Don Drysdale, and today's Army is always trying something new. New programs, new skills that you can learn. See your local Army representative and join the people who've joined the Army. Till next time, so long, everyone.